You're listening to SBS News.
Lucy Atkin-Bolton is an 11-year-old who's passionate about protecting the environment. On Friday, she'll cut class to join students in the school strike for climate action, planned in more than 30 cities and towns across the country. She will be speaking at one of the rallies and says it's time for politicians to take action.
I'm going to talk about, as I said, how it's going to affect me, which it definitely will. It will affect the weather when I grow up. It will affect the Great Barrier Reef, if it's in colour or if it's going to be bleached. Antarctica will melt and there'll be no such thing as polar bears. So all these things could change just because of climate change. And that's what I'm going to speak about at the rally because it's important and we have to stop it.
The School Strike for Climate movement has been inspired by 15-year-old Swedish student Greta Thunberg, who has been protesting outside Sweden's parliament during school hours about climate change. During question time in Canberra, Greens MP Adam Bandt asked the Prime Minister if he supported the students.
These brave and courageous kids are joining young people around the world who are angry at the failure of governments, including yours, to secure their future from global warming. Prime Minister, will you join me in praising these students for having a go? And will you meet with and listen to these kids who are demanding action from your government to keep coal in the ground?
Prime Minister Scott Morrison was firm in his response.
Kids should go to school. We don't support the idea of kids not going to school to participate in things that can be dealt with outside of school. Each day I send my kids to school and I know other members' kids should also go to school. But we do not support our schools being turned into parliaments.
Lucy's mother, Nicola Atkin, disagrees with the PM's comments and says she supports her daughter's wishes to take action on Friday.
I think that's a very narrow view of what education is. I think these days we have to look beyond. If kids miss an hour or two of school for the sake of raising awareness of the environment, I don't have an issue at all.
Not all are of that view. Matthew Leash, policy analyst from the Institute of Public Affairs, agrees with the PM that students shouldn't be protesting during school hours.
I don't think there's necessarily an issue with young people expressing their opinions, but the real issue here is young people are choosing to skip school in the process.
14-year-old Jean Hinchcliffe is one of the organisers at a New South Wales event. She says the PM's criticism has helped highlight the protest.
Like earlier today, the BBC called me and I got a quote for like CNN and it's just been insane. But it's also been amazing because it was the most ridiculous response and it was just so awful. But it means that people are seeing this and people are seeing just how ridiculous it was and they're supporting us and it's been great.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.